This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply, a big day at the Roseburg Public Library. Director Chris Wiley is in. Are you ready for this?
We are so excited to reopen the building. We have really missed that contact that we get with patrons. So we're opening at 2 o'clock today. We'll be open from 2 to 6, and we can't wait to see people in person.
And it's been shuttered to the public for how long?
It was mid-November that we last closed the building. We were open, well, we closed a year ago, and then we reopened at the end of June, and we were open till mid-November. It's been quite a while. We've been doing drive-up, and people have been incredibly patient. I know they're as excited as we are to come into the building.
So talk about the hours to begin with.
It's a limited reopening. We're going to phase it, and this first phase is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 6 p.m., Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That information is on our website at roseburgpubliclibrary.org, and it's on our Facebook page at Roseburg Library.
So what kinds of other things do people know about, or need to know about this phased reopening?
Well, I think the most important thing is we are requiring masks, and we will be at the front door reminding folks, and we will provide a mask if you don't have it. We ask that people limit their visit to about an hour, just so that we can keep the flow of traffic moving. There will be computer use and printing. We know that's a service that people have really been wanting from us. And besides that, you'll see the same folks. And our volunteers are slowly coming back. They're going to be here when our library's closed right now, but you'll start seeing them down the road in person as well.
And the timing works out, you know, really well in terms of the fact that summer is almost here and you have so many things focused on families and kids in the summer.
Summer reading program is the biggest project we do every year. Youth Services Librarian Aurora Oberg spends months planning with staff help. So she's ready to roll. It starts June 1st, next Tuesday. It goes through August 28th. There are actually programs for children, teens, and adults. You can get all that information on our website. But really, one of the highlights, again, is the Story Walk. It's going to be going around to various parks all summer long. And that information is on our events calendar on our website, as well as our Facebook page. It's going to start out in Stewart Park next week.
So do you have the same stories, different stories, some of both?
Well, last year we had three stories, and this year we got two more. So we're going to have five, and they're going to rotate out. So you'll see the same story at two or three parks over two or three weeks, and then we'll swap them out. We were really fortunate to get another grant from the Douglas County Cultural Coalition, and Steve and Kathy Hart donated a one story walk for us, so we get to add to the collection that we had from last year.
Wow. So for your staff, what has the past few months been like in this big building by yourselves?
It's not the way the public library is supposed to work, right? But we were busy because we were shifting collections. We were weeding collections, pulling out some things that hadn't checked out since we'd been open, doing some behind-the-scenes work in the catalog to make it easier for you to search. One of the fun things that one of our volunteers is doing is going through all of our Spanish language collection and adding English and Spanish descriptions to all of those materials, so people who are bilingual, Spanish speaking only, can see what those materials are. It's a real boost to our collection.
Wow, that's probably a lot of work.
It is, but he really loves cataloging, and we're happy to give him that kind of project. Those are the kinds of things that are really important. People may not know we spend a lot of time on making them searchable and easy to find.
And of course, for the library, how many years have you been here now?
I'm on my third anniversary, July 2nd.
Wow, what a wild ride.
I can't even believe it. I never would have expected to be shut down the way we were, but it allowed us to shift the way we thought about library services. And this summer reading program, we're going to be out and about. We're going to be following Lunchbox Express to various locations. You know, the goal is to get kids to engage with reading in a fun way, and we're incentivizing that. The grand prize this year are bikes. They're all kinds of really neat Lego kits and book kits too. Again, all that information is on our website, roseburgpubliclibrary.org.
Now, during the past few months especially, you've been able to do some interesting virtual things. It was kind of a new thought pattern.
It really was. Transitioning to virtual took us a little bit, actually not for Aurora. She just went with it and ran, and her story times will continue to be online, as will Mark Breckenridge's musical story times every other Saturday. For the adults, we've seen an increase in participation and really excitement about our virtual programming. And so we're going to continue with the adults in some way with virtual programming because we see we get a better response from it. You know, for the kids, we can't wait to the point where we get back to seeing them in person. We see more value in that connection. But in the meantime, it's great for Aurora, for them to see Aurora online once a week.
And I imagine at some point as well, there's probably the potential when you're doing mostly live events, but to actually record them while you're doing them, and then you can archive them on your social media page and the website.
And I think that's where we will get to a certain extent. You know, it helps when we have speakers who would travel normally to keep them at home and just bring them on virtually. But we have a lot of local speakers. And if we could do a hybrid model where we could film that and, like you said, archive it, there's a great value in that historical documentation.
Do you think this past year, are kids reading less?
No, not from the checkouts. In fact, our junior collection is almost 30% of all of our checkouts right now, which was a big jump. And it ebbs and flows depending on what they've been doing during the school year, but we've seen a great rise in those tween readers really connecting with the library.
So maybe based on the fact that there were a lot of things they couldn't do, this was something they could.
And when they're at home, distance learning, it's a quick way to pull up, grab some books, and add that. You know, it's nice to have some reading for pleasure. And that's part of the library's goal, is to develop that lifelong love of reading. And Aurora, I can't say enough about her collection development. She does a fantastic job getting books, just the right books for those young people.
Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library. Give people the hours again.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, we better let you get back to work and get ready to open the building.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, 8:39, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.